Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Winter cults.
Culture.
Hey guys, welcome to a new Winter Cults and Culture and today's mini-sode. And just a little update, because I know you guys are super interested in how the Google outcome was for the interview. The guy didn't turn up to the next one, and then he cancelled the one after, and it doesn't look like I've got another interview. So if there's any work going out there, then, you know, please send it my way. I'm not desperate, though. Or, you know, you could go to patreon.com/newwinter and help me out, help a brother out. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get on to what's been happening. As you guys may have known, last Sunday was the Everyone is Happy episode, the first part, and it's a two-parter. And the second one will be out this Sunday. Do let me know what you think. And talk about it on Twitter or Instagram at New Winter if you want to, or email us newwinterpodcast@gmail.com to let us know what you think, and we can read it out on these mini-sodes. Yeah, I'll be interested in if you guys have been enjoying it and how you like the short story format rather than having the one long audio drama, which is how this started. Elsewhere this week, I will be putting out Gears of War 5 on Patreon as an exclusive Patreon episode, so keep an eye out for that. Where I'll do a deep dive on the game and what I thought about it and all that stuff. I have also watched Hobbs and Shaw, the Fast and Furious movie, and I thought it wasn't very good. And a lot of people thought it was maybe the best Fast and Furious film yet. But I thought it was pretty awful. And also the Britishness, trying to be colloquial, didn't work for me, I'm afraid. And it kind of felt like how other people might view how British people speak rather than the other way around. And also being from London, you know, whenever things are shot in London, you're like, there's no way. Like, I know exactly where this is. Why is it all central? It's spy stuff and it's all like in the busiest parts of London and it looks dead. Because obviously it's got the best sights, isn't it? It's what people want to see, the stuff they recognise. But yeah, I thought it was, I just got bored by the end of it. I didn't really think it was that interesting. And I think I actually liked the other Fast and Furious films a lot more. So that's my personal opinion with that. I could be wrong. Let me know. I will also be doing an exclusive Twin Peaks series on Patreon. I'll do the pilot. And I'll probably do the pilot with Dan at least. And we'll put it out on here to kind of show you guys how we'll be doing it, which is pretty much how we do the other episodes. And then I will be trying to put it up on Patreon on a weekly / fortnightly basis, where going through each episode one by one of Twin Peaks up to and including the limited series that was just out and also the Fire Walk With Me film. I've also got the books written by Mark Frost, which kind of give it a bit more context. We might do episodes on that as well, which would be interesting. Apart from that as well, I played a little bit of The Outer Worlds and I played probably about 2 hours of it. And yeah, it's very much that kind of Fallout thing. It's by the guys that did Fallout New Vegas. and it's good. It's all right, yeah. So it's quite a deep game, so I haven't got fully into it because I'm still playing Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which I'd say I'm probably about 3/4 of the way in now. And I think it's actually my, do I want to say this? I think it's actually my favourite Tomb Raider game. So I do highly recommend it if you liked the first two. And I know it's a bit old now. I think it was released last year. I can't remember. But it still holds up and it looks amazing. Like, so it really, the graphics wow me still. And yeah, I'm really excited about what they might do with that next, I guess, because it's quite dark, this one. I mean, it is called Shadow of the Tomb Raider. But it's a bit horror film at times as well. And I really liked it. I thought, yes, it's cool. So yeah, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, check it out. I also saw Lion King remake, the new one, and I've no idea. I forgot it basically as soon as I saw it. I was like, the original is better. And some people said, yeah, but it's the live action remake. It's not live action though, is it? It's another form of animation. So you've got the hand-drawn animation, which is better, and you can put expressions on their faces because they're cartoons and it's a lot more colourful and vibrant. Or you've got the very grey, very dead, very non-emotional looking CGI, basically, not live action, or however they did it, version of Lion King, which just isn't as good and it just looks dead. It looks horrible. So yeah, I can't recommend that really. Unless, if you want to see Lion King, just watch the original. Don't watch this one. Why would you? It's just awful. Even the songs are worse, like seriously, all round. Toy Story 4 I saw as well with the kids. And what was that? Why did they make that? It's so weird. It's such a superfluous film. And it's like a little, it's like when they do that, did they do those like little shorts and all this stuff? But it's like an elongated standalone short. And at times, sometimes that was a bit scary as well, but in a cool way. But yeah, I was just watching it going, but they ended it so nicely. Why are we doing this again? Oh, it's a lost toy. Yeah, isn't it always? Like, isn't it always that something, you know, you've got to get the band back together? We're a family. Fast and Furious, basically, again, isn't it? You know, let's go get the Woody or Buzz again and go outside our comfort zone to do it in the real world and have to, like, you know, still pretend that we're toys. There were some good bits, some funny bits, but it was like, I thought it was going to be this big adventure. And it basically all took place at this fairground and this antique shop. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Why is this? They keep going back and forth and back and forth. Oh, we dropped him. We got to go back for him. Oh, they've still got this. And at the same time, trying to make the bad guys, you know, trying to feel sympathy for them, which you kind of do, because there's not actually really any bad guys in Toy Story films, I feel like. It's just people a little bit hard done by, and a bit, you know, embittered with life or whatever. Yeah, just didn't, I don't know, it was all right. It's weird. Like, why didn't they just keep it like that trilogy is a pure thing? Why do they have to make a four? But whatever. I also saw The Mandalorian, talking about Disney, and I thought it was actually okay. It asked a lot of questions and it left things up in the air for the series to answer. It was, you got a little bit of the characters, you got little tidbits of their history. You know, it looks cool. The visuals are pretty good. I didn't think they were that amazing, actually, even though it's like $120 million, whatever they spent. So it's like 10 to 12 million, if not more, per episode. You know, think we can get for that? Like, how many indie films you can make for that? And I was like, I don't, it's like, okay, it was, yeah, it was all right. It's okay. Had a bit, it's a Western now, basically. Had a bit of an action bit at the end, like a shootout, which is pretty cool. And, you know, it still kind of kept a bit of the humour, I guess. But it's a Western, it's a space Western. It's what it is now. So, yeah, if that's your thing, go for it. It's not out in the UK until March, so you have to wait. But I know all you guys are mainly American listeners. So, you know, if you check it out, that's your thing. And guys, I should say that I'm also doing a deep dive on The Mandalorian on Patreon as well. So I'll be putting, I might put both up soon so that you guys can have a look. So make sure you sign up to patreon.com/newwinter. Remember, that's 2 W's. And you'll get an in-depth look at the first episode of The Mandalorian and what I thought about it. I know Disney Plus has got a few problems at the moment because they're showing series on their back catalogue out of order. Episodes are out of order. So yeah, that must be infuriating for people that, you know, you have to Google the order or whatever to put it in the right place. God, that just drives me mad, especially when you're paying money for it. The only other thing is I played World War Z for a while. I don't think I talked about this before. And it's basically Left 4 Dead, for those that know the game. But, you know, the zombies will climb up each other, whatever, and form these little anthills like they did in the actual film. And it was okay. I played by myself, which is not the way to play it. And I did a level and I was like, yeah, I'm done. Like, yeah, there's loads of zombies. Cool. Oh, I've got to pick up something and bring it here, and my guys have got to help me. Okay, great. Yeah, done. Did it. Don't want to do it anymore. But if you've got mates that would want to do it and you liked Left 4 Dead, go for it. You'll probably love it. So that's it, really. So again, Gears 5 is going to be on a Patreon episode, which I'm going to finish this week and put it up. And I'm going to do a Twin Peaks series. Yeah, we love Twin Peaks, don't we? So again, first episode of Twin Peaks will be here on the normal channel, as it were. And then I'm going to do it as an exclusive Patreon series. So you will need to pay for that, my friend. And I promise it'll be a lovely, nostalgic trip to the world of Twin Peaks. And I'll try my best to decipher what I can. And I'll do some research into what other people think, but I'm going to try and keep it to what I reckon it is. So I don't want to kind of, you know, cloud my mind with other people's opinions or anything like that. I'll try and keep it purely to what I'm thinking that it kind of represents and all this stuff to kind of get my view on it. And I'm interested in what everyone else thinks. So yeah, I would sign up to Patreon right now, .com/newwinter, to make sure that you get there for the very first thing, which will be here anyways in the next episode, I guess, afterwards. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and look out for Everyone Is Happy Part 2 this Sunday coming at you. See ya. Bye.
You. Winter. Cults. Culture.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.